Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text into the show. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Nick is from Peabody. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Mixers.
A quiet weekend because of what's happening tomorrow. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, this one I kept a low-key weekend for once. Tomorrow I'm actually flying out, if that's even possible, low-key. But flying out to Cancun tomorrow morning to go to the Luke Bryan Crash My Playa Festival. It's the 10th anniversary, and this will be my first international concert.
Well, okay then. Let's go, because so the weather here sucks.
You were resting your liver this weekend.
Excited. Oh, yeah, pretty much. And there's a funny story to go along with it, too, is didn't intend to go to this festival at all, but I met these two wonderful ladies in the pit at a Kane Brown concert back in June when I was down in Atlanta for his show for my birthday weekend. And they're avid fans of Kane Brown and some others, and instantly connected with them when we were at the concert, and we've been friends ever since. And they suggested we wanted to go to Cancun since Kane Brown is performing, and me and my best friend said, why not? And now, flash forward to now, and we're going to be heading down to Mexico tomorrow.
I'm just looking at the lineup,
and
I love Luke Bryan. Like, I just think he's so much fun. So it's Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, Lainey Wilson is also going to be performing. That's mm-hmm. a good damn
How
party.
Fun.
What's the weather like this week in Cancun?
I'm sure it's terrible.
It doesn't even matter.
80s.
Who cares? It's not one.
Yeah. You don't have to go out and scrape your car off at the resort, and that's nice.
Oh, that's great. 84, 82, 81, 80, 81, 83, 84.
Let's go.
Have a great time. That's awesome.
Tough life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. I'll have plenty of stories next week when
have
I return.
Fun.
All right. We want to hear them for sure. Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
It was good. So Friday, remember I was telling you guys about on Friday night, Kaylee got me this book for Christmas that is like an adventure couples date book where you don't know what it is, the mm-hmm. date, you just scratch it off and then you have to go do it.
Right.
And you take a picture of the date you went on, and by the end of the year you have this whole big scrapbook of adventures that you went on.
I love this idea.
So we were going to scratch off our first one Friday night.
Okay.
And then we got home. And it was our first full week of work for both of us. And we looked at each other and go, you want to do nothing? And we were both like, yeah.
See, this is when you know you have found your person.
So did you take a picture of yourselves doing nothing and put that in there instead?
Yeah, it's going to be a real empty adventure book if we don't get more adventurous.
Couch
I
selfie
am so
day
here
one.
For this.
And then Saturday night, we went to a housewarming party / 30th birthday party.
Okay.
Her cousin Megan and her husband Mitch bought their first home.
That's a big deal.
And the funny thing is they bought it in Wilmington. Mm-hmm. Like less than 5 minutes from where I grew up as a kid.
Yeah.
So I had to drive through Wilmington. And I saw all the old places I've been to that I haven't seen in years.
Right.
I had to pass my sister's old home because it's almost on the same street as their new house.
That's wild.
As I was driving by.
trip down memory lane.
So I was like, I got a lot of restaurant recommendations for you guys. And then Sunday we went up to the woods of Milford, New Hampshire, and had a bunch of smoked meat with my brother.
Was it good?
It was fantastic. Ribs on the Traeger are... Peter doesn't like it, but I do.
We made we did like an Oysters Rockefeller last night. So when we were on the Cape last week, Lana went oyster hunting. I don't know what you call oyster digging, oyster... I don't know. But she went out at like 4 o'clock in the morning with a friend of ours with a shovel and waders and dug up 24 oysters for us. And we had them for dinner last night, and they were awesome.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy? Did you know...
No, I buy mine at the store.
Yeah, but these...
Where they've been carefully curated.
Yes. Well, they were carefully curated by my wife last night, and they were in my belly, and they were delicious.
I love to hear it.
They don't get much fresher than Lana with waders on and a shovel.
I guess not.
She's been dreaming about doing this for years, and she finally did it last week.
Oh, good.
And she's like, do you want to go? I was like, when are you going? She's like, oh, I don't know, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, no.
No, I wake up at that time for a living. I'm not sleeping.
Tell you what, you go grab them out of the dirt, and I will shuck them all for you. So I shucked them all last night. We have our good friend, B-Side, who we actually talked to on Friday. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So you told us on Friday that you were going to be celebrating up at Hampton Beach. You were going to Wally's. There was going to be a 90s tribute band. How did it go?
It went good. I made it to 11:30, and like an adult, I didn't be like, you know, got to go to bed. It's 9:30. Can't make it. Can't hang. I made it.
Yes.
So much stronger. And the best part was that they called me out. They said, this is for B-Side. And I was like, what? And I thought they were going to play Pony so early so I could go home. They played Wonderwall.
No, they did not. Because I suggested that on Friday.
So they heard the segment on the radio?
They heard the segment, and they were like, this is for B-Side. And my...
Well, what's the name of the band again? Let's give them a love.
Was it 90s Neon or something?
Neon 90s.
That is fantastic. Well, shout out to Wally's and Neon 90s.
Did Wonderwall fill the floor, B-Side?
It did, actually. They, you know, glow sticks were happening. Everyone was in their element.
I am here for
Wonderwall.
It.
Glow sticks and Wonderwall.
10 out of 10 every time you play Wonderwall. Every time. Well, we're glad you had a great time. Thanks for the update, B-Side.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.